are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, that's right. You tuned into Maranatha Drive here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Thank you so much for staying tuned with us throughout the entire day. And now, even on this particular show, we're going into the third and final hour of the show, or rather, we are already in it. And the time has just gone 9 minutes after the hour 5 o'clock. Right now, we're going to be getting into our final conversation for the day, just before we have our words of encouragement and wrap up the show for today. But just before I get into that, the song that we just had was Me Again by James Moss. And essentially, it is such a powerful, powerful song. And for those of you who are just trying to, you know, get a hold of that, that was by James Moss, and it is Me Again. Essentially, right now, what we're going to be getting into is our special feature. We're going to be looking at regional education conference. We're going to be talking to Dr. Felix, and he will be joining us on the line in just a moment. And while we're getting him on the line, essentially, so Lucy University is set to host a long week regional summit that will highlight the role of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, in the region's educational sector, and explore ways to revitalize its institution. We are now currently joined on the line by SID Education Department Director Dr. Felix to tell us more about said summit. Thank you so much for joining us on the line, Dr. Felix. How are you doing today? Good day, Doctor. Can you hear us? Hello, Doctor. All right, it seems that we are having a little bit of a connection issue, but we're going to try again to get a hold of our doctor there, just to get straight into this conversation on the Regional Educational Conference. Hello, Dr. Felix, can you hear us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Lovely. Hello, Dr. Felix. How are you doing today?
No, I can hear. I mean, your voice is very faint.
All right. Can you hear me now? Hello.
It's much better.
Much better?
Much better.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Dr. Felix, for joining us on the line. I was just telling our listeners that we're going to be talking about the Regional Educational Conference.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for sparing the time. As I said, this is SID Education Director who's going to be taking us through essentially what this entails and what the summit is all about, or the conference is all about. Please tell us a little bit more about the summit and, you know, essentially what it entails and what people can expect from it.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, the Regional Education Conference, we call it a conference, that we are going to have is quite an important one in our schedule of events.
This
quinquennium. It's going to bring together four divisions, right? Mm. That is SID, which is our division, Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division,
right?
And then ECD, East Central Africa Division, which is headquartered in Nairobi, Kenya, and then West Central Africa Division, we call it WAD, whose headquarters is in Cote d'Ivoire.
Right.
And then ESD, that's the Euro-Asian Division.
Right.
That's a division that covers territories like Russia and the neighboring countries.
Right.
So those are the divisions that have been put together, and we're expecting about 500 delegates, leaders from various entities and structures of the church, right from the conference or mission level to the union, and also division personnel. Well, we are looking forward to having division officers and also education directors. Education directors attending, including also vice chancellors and college principals from from those four divisions. It's a program that is going to take place from the 5th to the 8th of March. And then there's going to be a post-conference visit to the Victoria Falls, because you can't say you visited Zimbabwe
without visiting
the Victoria Falls, yes. Right? The main venue is going to be Solusi University, which is the mother of Adventist missions in Africa. That's where it all started in 1894. Now, the purpose of this conference is to celebrate, commemorate the sending of our first missionary as a church, Pastor J.N. Andrews, to Switzerland. He was our first international missionary. You remember, if you go back to Adventist history, that was on the 15th of September, 1874. That's right. When we sent our first official foreign missionary. So we are riding upon that celebration, which started last year, which is the 105th anniversary. We're riding upon that to reignite, you know, mission and also missiological thinking.
Right.
For our, you know, institutions, so that at least we remain aligned to the mission of the church, and also that we continue to extend the territories of mission within our reach. So that's the main reason why we are coming together. This one is going to be the last after a series of such regional education convention. Is going to be the last. So it's like, you know, divisions have been grouped together,
right,
to run this program, and ours will be the last one before the general conference session.
Lovely.
Is coming in July.
Yes.
This year.
And essentially, I think for those who did not know, we now understand what the purpose of the regional education conference is for. And now I would like to understand, when you guys came up with the theme of educating for mission, rather, as a theme, what was the thought process behind coming up with this theme, and what do you hope to achieve with said with this particular theme?
Yeah, you will notice that this is coming from the reason of the very existence of our institutions,
right,
all our educational institutions. They function, all our institutions function as mission centers. Mission centers, beacons of excellence, academic excellence, and also mission centers. So this is where we are deriving the theme, educating for mission. We believe that, you know, like what Ellen White puts it in the book Education, page 17, where she says the work of education and the work of redemption are one. You see? And so that's where we're getting this, you know,
theme from.
Yeah, we're not just educating in order to achieve academic excellence. We are also extending the frontiers of mission.
Right.
Because education and redemption are one. So that's the point.
And essentially, thank you so much. I think it's more like a refresher, if you would say, like, to just remind ourselves, even as the people in attendance, those who'll be coming, those who won't, who will be hearing about it, just to remind them that, you know, it's all about mission at the end of you know, the day.
Right.
And so, besides, you know, the divisions that you had mentioned that are going to be in attendance, who can we expect to, you know, see or be in attendance? Can any person come for the regional conference, or is there a grouping of certain people, like the specific divisions that you have pointed out?
Okay. Like any other meeting in the church, you know, we always have observers,
yes,
invitees.
Right.
So the door is open. We keep an open door as a church to our meetings. Just like the GC session, you'll notice that invitees and observers are also you know, invited to attend.
Yes.
Same applies to our regional education convention. People can come, register online, or they can get in touch with their unions, their divisions, and then after they've completed the registration process, then they can be able to attend. So our invitation is actually being extended even to the educationists. When I talk about educationists, we're talking about university professors, you know, college principals, heads of institutions, you see teachers. Yes, we are also extending the invitation to them if they are able to come. Because look here, we exist for mission. We exist for mission, and this is going to be a springboard for the, you know, reigniting of the spirit of mission.
Right, yes. And essentially with that knowledge that we are going into this, trying to reignite that, you know, sense of mission, what has been the role of the church in the education sector thus far?
Yeah, the church has, you know, done quite a lot in terms of, you know, spearheading the construction of schools, right? Like, for instance, from 2021 to date, in SID, we have 23 new institutions that have been constructed within the territory, you know. Yes. So the church is doing quite a lot. And above that, the church, through its different structures, the conferences, the unions, they set aside, you know, an appropriation for our institutions. So that at least they can be cushioned in terms of their financial commitments. That's what we are doing. And then we have what we call the AAA exercise. That's Adventist Accrediting Association exercise, where we go around our institutions to evaluate them on the basis of what we call the self-study document, where we review the activities of the of the institution, the teaching and learning activities, the infrastructure, library facilities, you know, and financial, you know, availability and stuff like that, administration, leadership. It's quite an intensive kind of a program, which is a 360-degree approach to evaluation. We check everything. That helps our institutions to remain aligned to the mission of the church and also to offer quality Adventist education. So that's what the church is doing, right? So it's basically spearheading the construction of institutions, financial support, and also quality assurance.
Right. And is there a need for, you know, more teachers in, like, I mean, you said in the SID region alone, it's been 23 schools that have been built up. Are you guys finding it a lot difficult to, you know, hire staff and, you know, fill up the faculty thereof? Or is it something that comes along with the church also supporting that in its own way?
Yes. That's one area where we are finding some, you know, hurdles along the way. But by God's grace, I think we're making progress. You'll notice that statistically, 60% of our teachers, you know, are non-Adventists. 60%, But you'll notice that these Adventists, they've accepted our culture, our practices, our norms, our values, the way we do things. Otherwise, they will not be able to stay in our institutions.
Yes, true.
And we also see them as, you know, an area that we need to tap into in terms of evangelization.
Yes, yes.
Our mission, yes. So basically, they are doing well, but of course, would like a situation where we have more of us as Adventists in terms of our teacher representation in our institutions, so that, you know, will be able to. There are certain programs that only Adventists can push, you know.
Right.
Yes, they are all, yeah. But all in all, I think we are doing well in spite of our challenges. Like I'm saying, we make sure that we visit our schools, we evaluate them. It's boots on the ground.
Right.
In this department, we don't run it by proxy. We visit institutions. That's the nerve center of Adventist education. We visit institutions. We orient teachers. That's why we run teachers' conventions. We bring together all our Adventist and non-Adventist teachers together on an annual basis.
Right.
And we run these teachers' conventions so that we acquaint our teachers to the Adventist philosophy of education, integration of faith and learning, and other, you know, key deliverables in the department.
Right.
Just to make sure that we really have, you know, Adventist institutions, not just a signpost. We want to go beyond just having a signpost that says Adventist. No.
I hear you.
So we have those programs to upskill, retool, capacity build our teachers so that they embrace who we are and the way we do things.
And I think, like what, as you said, you know, it's not even like a, even though it's 60% of your faculty might not be Adventist, I think that still speaks a lot to mission-based education, you know, in its way that you're finding ways to still bring people into the fold, whether it's through employment, but then they also learn how the culture of the Adventist church works and maybe in some way by examples of others can finally also choose to follow Christ in a, you know, in this form or fashion that we are going in right now. And just finally, just before I let you go, Dr. Felix, what can attendees expect to experience at this summit? We understand that there are some plans following the meetings, as well as you mentioned, you know, Victoria Falls as well. Is there anything else that people can expect from attending said summit?
Well, quite a lot. It's a basket full of programs, exciting programs, you know. You'll notice that the conference, if you look at the program, it'll feature plenary presentations, roundtable conferences, case studies, you know, collaborative consultation, a lot of networking will take place there. And then we will look at some of the challenges of you know, in the area of higher education, primary and secondary education, the 21st century, we are going to be addressed by international facilitators from the General Conference. Of course, Dr. Lisa Beardsley-Hardy, our General Conference Education Director, who will be there. Dr. Hudson Chibuka, who will be there. Dr. Socrates Kispel will be there. These are associates, associate directors of the General Conference, and a lot more. Talking about the speakers, we have Professor Pollard from Oakwood University is going to be there. Professor Tayo from Babcock. There are quite a number of speakers
who
will be taking us through, you know, very important topics that we're going to cover relevant to the theme, Educating for Mission. So then after the convention, of course, there's going to be a cultural night. That's on Friday. That has been our trademark each time when we have, you know, conferences. Very exciting. We have on Friday evening, Vespers, we are going to have special music from our very own Mlalazi, Everton Mlalazi. Some of you know him.
Yes.
So he will be there with his choir. I mean,
it's going to be a spectacle.
You need to be there.
It's going to be a good one.
You just need to be there. That day, of course, we're going on a tour to Victoria Falls. That will be on the 9th to the 11th. That's the icing of the whole program,
Right.
where we are going to view the wonders of creation at the Victoria Falls. Who doesn't want to be at the Victoria Falls?
I mean, I've been there myself, and it's beautiful. I can attest for the listeners.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Felix, you know what? Thank you so much for, you know, giving us a lot of information and context into what is going to be happening at the regional educational conference that is coming up from the 5th of March. And I think that a lot of people can look forward to a lot of things. As you said, a lot of speakers that are coming through, a lot of beautiful artists that we're going to have as well, even the tourism aspects of it. I think there's a lot to learn and grasp from this conference.
Sure.
For those who would like to register and just get in touch, where can they do so?
Right, they need to get in touch with their conference or union directors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's the quickest way of doing it, because right now registration online is closed.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, it's already closed. Now we're just working with the delegates that have registered so far.
All right.
Close to 500, like I said,
mm-hmm.
and so they can just get in touch with their, you know, conference directors and union directors.
Right.
That
right.
would be it.
If you if you just started to feel like you're going to be missing out, folks, you heard it right here that you can contact your union directors as well, just to get in touch. And you know, as you said, online, it's no longer available, but you can still be a part of this beautiful conference. So thank you so much, Dr. Felix, for joining us on the line and giving us this information. I wish you all the best, and I hope that the conference is a great success.
Thank you, listeners. Continue to pray for us. You know, there's power in prayer.
Mm.
Without God, we cannot accomplish anything. We need His presence. We need His leadership and guidance. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you so much, Doctor.
God bless. Thank you.
That was Dr. Felix on the line, just giving us a little bit of context into what exactly to expect at the Regional Education Conference that will be taking place in Zim this coming March. For those of you that are, you know, interested, remember, you can get in touch with your union directors and they will be able to assist you in the quickest way possible to still be able to attend currently, even though the online registration has closed. That is the Regional Education Conference that is coming to a close event right now that will be taking place at Solusi University. Please, if you would like to be there, make sure that you get that done just in time.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.